You're listening to SBS News.
This week, the government introduced legislation to remove the cashless debit card. The card was introduced in 2016 by the Turnbull government and puts 80% of a participant's income onto that card. The card can only be used in certain settings, so it stops the user from being able to purchase alcohol, drugs, to gamble with it, or withdraw cash. Another form of income management is the Basics Card, which was introduced in 2007 under the Northern Territory intervention during the Howard government. Hayden Patterson, Executive Director of the Worldwide Coalition of Unemployed Workers Unions, explains.
The Basics Card initially was voluntary, unless it was court-ordered, in certain circumstances, whereas cashless welfare card is mandatory, and it's everyone who's on income support payments. So it's basically a rollout in a certain area. It was aimed at reducing crime and alcohol and gambling and things like that.
The Basics Card instead holds 50% of a user's income and similarly stops them from using it to buy certain goods. The Labor government has been highly critical of the cashless debit card scheme, and Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth introduced a bill to Parliament to remove it on Wednesday.
Labor wants welfare and social security to be a strong safety net that supports vulnerable Australians when they need it, not stigmatise them like the former government did.
The law, if passed, will allow up to 17,000 participants to come off the scheme from as early as September. But those in the Northern Territory and Cape York will remain on income management, where the government says it will consult further. Anyone who wants to remain involved voluntarily will be transferred to the Basics Card. The scheme has been controversial, as critics say it's targeted Indigenous communities and stigmatised users. Hayden Patterson says many of the areas it's been trialled in have large First Nations populations.
Initially it was in mainly Indigenous areas, and they're also regional areas, which means they're already more likely to be breached from their mutual obligations or have their payments suspended.
Though not everyone is happy about the change, including Executive Director of the Wannon Foundation, Ian Trust.
There is this issue in these communities where people are being harassed for their money. You know, it's a way, it's a sort of like an elder sort of abuse type problem where people are being abused or harassed for their money. And, you know, the card is one way of trying to safeguard people being able to safeguard their money.
However, he says the cashless debit card scheme has become less effective in recent years.
It did work for a certain amount of people or a certain group of people, and also it was more effective when it first came out. But it lost its effectiveness over time for a certain group who's learned how to, you know, people turning up at around the petrol bars and saying, oh, look, I'll fill your car up with fuel if you give me the cash, that sort of stuff.
Minister Rishworth says that's something she was also consulted on when she visited communities using the cards, but argues that's why the system needs to be changed.
Stories in communities like Kununurra in the East Kimberley region, where the introduction of the cashless debit card has not stopped alcohol misuse and instead encouraged workarounds which have made people worse off overall.
Last month, the Australian National Audit Office found the previous government hadn't shown the scheme works to reduce social harms. The report said the Department of Social Services, which ran the program, hadn't outlined performance targets and hadn't met its objectives. But Northern Territory Country Liberal Senator Jacinta Napajimba-Price, who's a supporter of the scheme, says that doesn't mean it hasn't made a difference.
I've spoken to women on the ground, Indigenous women, about the fact that one particular woman said she was able to stop gambling and she was able to stop drinking and ensure that she had food in the fridge for her kids. A non-Indigenous woman said she managed to kick her methamphetamine habit.
The government will have the numbers to pass the legislation in the House of Representatives. With the Greens heavily opposed to the card, it's likely they'll also vote with the government, so Labor will need just one more crossbencher to support the bill in the Senate. It says further income management programs will be discussed as consultations with the community continue. Krishani Danji, SBS News.